Welcome to it, to the front lines of freedom with the Steve Gerber Show live for Wednesday, June 19th from Orlando, Florida. Again, God bless America. Here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number three, AOC calling American efforts to secure our border fascist, even compares detention centers to Nazi concentration camps. And that's the kind of nonsense we're dealing with every single day. Number two, the president sent liberals and never-Trumpers into full-blown apoplectic seizures on Tuesday when he announced massive roundups and deportations of illegals will begin this coming week. Yeah, we can't have those people being sent home for breaking the law. And number one, Orlando, Florida, still the center of the political universe. The Trump train rolling through town yesterday, the president and the vice president showing up to officially announce their intention to run for re-election in 2020. No shock. Thousands turned out. Some camping 48 hours out in Tent City there outside of the Amway Center in Orlando. And the president, well, he delivered. 25,000 screaming fans inside as the president comes in. And some really remarkable moments. First of all, comments from Melania. One of the most striking moments was when Sarah Huckabee Sanders was called to the stage by the president. And we'll cover all of this today as we break it down for you. But let's start with this. He focused on some familiar themes to the president, things like the economy, fake news, the border crisis, winning in Florida, all of these things crucial to his reelection bid. A poll saying he's not in great shape, but one would have to wonder, looking at the number of people that turned out, thousands that couldn't even make it inside. It was a big night for those in the red hats. Let's go to bite number four and get the official announcement from President Donald Trump.
With every ounce of heart and might and sweat and soul, we're going to keep making America great again. And then we will indeed keep America great. And we will keep it so great. Better than ever before. We're going to keep it better than ever before. And that is why tonight I stand before you to officially launch my campaign for a second term as President of the United States. Thank you.
As you can see, the faithful, well, they were inspired, to say the least. The faithful inspired there, the base for the president. Completely fired up. The crowd's going wild. You can hear it, and you could see it in the streets. It was interesting to walk around to see the number of people from different places. They came not just from Florida, but from all over. And one of the striking things that we saw yesterday, and I think this is important for those on the other side to pay attention to, I saw more African Americans, more black supporters for Donald Trump at this rally than I ever have previously. I've been to other Donald Trump rallies in other places. I've watched several, of course, on television and seen the feeds. But there were whole legions of black voters, black supporters with Trump T-shirts and Trump hats and shirts that said, "Trump and Republicans are not racist." There's a whole group, dozens and dozens of these people together. And it makes you think, is there a change? Is there an awakening happening for a whole group of people that have traditionally been Democrats? Is there an awakening? Is the walk-away movement having an impact? It's something to consider. One of the other things that was a very popular theme, always is for this president, when he talks about the Bob Mueller investigation and says, no collusion, no conspiracy, no obstruction, important things for him to go to. And then, of course, he gets to his old nemesis, who is still, he just wishes she was out there more, Hillary Clinton, of course. And here's some fun with Hillary at her expense, talking about the emails that were deleted and everything else that went on. And what would happen to the president if he deleted just one email? It's bite number five.
33,000 emails deleted. Think of it. I keep mentioning, you know, there was a lot of corruption on the other side. But, you know, the simplest thing, they get a subpoena from the United States Congress, and they decide that they're not going to give it. So, Lindsey Graham, they delete and they acid wash, which is very expensive. Nobody does it. They acid wash those emails. Better be seen again, but we may find them somewhere deep in the State Department. We may. But can you imagine if I got a subpoena? Think of this. If I got a subpoena for emails, if I deleted one email like a love note to Melania, it's the electric chair for Trump.
It probably is the electric chair for Trump. Anyhow, he thrives in that environment. There is no question. The president thrives from the live audience. He loves the give and take, and he absorbs that energy. So I would fully expect from this point forward to see more of these rallies in many different places. Expect to see more in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Iowa, the states that really matter, the states that are really going to deliver the presidency to whomever wins in November of 2020. But it is hard for me to believe that in polling across this country, pollsters would have you believe that somehow Joe Biden is up by 10 or 12 or 14 points. Joe Biden has trouble filling a diner. I mean, you look at the crowds that Joe Biden draws. They're minuscule. They're almost non-existent. The enthusiasm gap is breathtaking, really. Because as you walk through a Trump rally and you see the thousands of people and a line that extends for miles and miles, it wraps all the way back through the streets of Orlando as we did yesterday. It's hard for me to believe that Donald Trump isn't extremely competitive in this race and likely to win it, in fact. What's unusual is when you read the polling and people say, well, Joe Biden beats the president by this many points and Elizabeth Warren by this many and Bernie Sanders by this many. And yet when you ask Americans, who do you believe is going to win the next election, they say by 55 to 58%, Donald Trump. Americans believe the president is going to be reelected. Americans, by a majority, a serious majority, believe that Donald Trump is going to be reelected. So how do you get to a point where they believe he's going to be reelected, and yet they would have you believe, the pollsters, that is, and the people on CNN and MSNBC and elsewhere would have you believe, or try to have you believe, that somehow Donald Trump is down by double digits to all of these Democrats. In fact, he'd lose to a tree stump if there was a D next to it. I simply don't believe that. Based on what I've seen, based on the experience firsthand of looking at the people that were lined up and waiting for hours some days to get into this arena, cheering on their feet. And another thing that I didn't see a lot of, protesters, a spattering of protesters at best, not a lot turning out. Because what are you there to complain about? How good the economy is? The fact that the rule of law and order matters in this country? I mean, what are they there to complain about? There was not a lot. I would expect more. I didn't see it. 14 after, live from Orlando, Florida, from our special setup, our studios here on the road. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds. And most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to Grads of Life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.